to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my Happy New Year session. And you know, every year I try to have something other than champagne because everyone used to having champagne on New Year's. So for the last couple of years, I did a cava, which is Spanish, an Asti Spumante Italian, as well as a Prosecco. And I've done the Prosecco a couple of times. So I wanted to do something kind of different. So I went with, if you look here, it's called a Dr. L, or Loosen Brothers, L-O-O-S-E-N, Riesling. But it's a sparkling Riesling. And if you hear anything sparkling from Germany, it's called a Sekt, S-E-K-T, Sekt. And the Germans love sparkling any goddamn thing. So they're the most consumers of sparkling wines. And Riesling was something I wanted to try because I wanted to get something a little more sweeter than normal. You know, the only other ones that came a little closer was the Asti Spumante or some of the Prosecco, depends on which ones you get. And then the type of actual Brut or semi-Brut or anything in that matter. Brut is usually distinguished as being dry. But I wanted to try this year for New Year's this Dr. L. Riesling, because I was like, wow, I never had Riesling. I've drunk Rieslings most of my life when it came to drinking Riesling wines. So I wanted to really try this year. What makes this one a little different is they call it it's a type of way they actually store it, and it's a Chamat method, C-H-A-R-M-A-T, where it's in, the second fermentation is in a pressurized tank. So, you know, to keep those bubbles in and, you know, you get that effervescence. Remember, we said that the other year, that effervescence in, but it's the Chamat method. And I wanted to try it and see what it tastes like because I just haven't had a sparkling Riesling. But this is my New Year's wine. And I want to get a taste of that, let you know how it is, and we can go from there. So you see, we got our crystal glass. You know, we had, if you look at my previous podcast on crystals and glass, I wanted to get these crystal glasses, especially with sparkling, because you get able to see the effervescence bubbles and everything coming. So I really love these glasses with that. So I went with crystal this year as opposed to just a regular glass champagne flute, you know, because remember, this is a flute and not just a wine glass. I always say these flute. But we got it out, and you see, this is a 2015. I didn't say that before, but it's a 2015, so it's going on 4 years old. You know, Rieslings last you a little longer because they're a little sweet. And they're a little lasting. So if you check this out, during that year, it was kind of rated a 91. Look at that. You can see it from there, a 91. But I got it for $14.99. If you find it, it's down to about like $12.99 or so like that, the average price from that. So not sure if we're going to get a smell or anything out of that, but look at that. Pretty. And I love my glass. But let's take a whiff of the aroma. Kind of floral. You know, you got that floral smell to it. Ripe lemons in there. But pretty good. Pretty good. Nothing really popping out as much. I poured a little too much in there. You see that? I poured a little too much. Let's get a taste now. Let's drink it. So pretty good, pretty good. You can taste that the effervescence is still there. It's still a little bubbly. You get the slight sweetness, almost a tropical, almost peach. So I'm getting a peachy taste out of that. really semi-dry. It's funny it doesn't say that, but it's a little semi-brut because it's a little dryness on the back end, but pretty good. I love the slight sweetness that you normally don't get. But the Riesling, this is 100% Riesling too, so it's not mixed with anything, just like some of the champagnes with a little Chardonnay and a couple of others, but this is 100% Riesling. I want to get another taste in there because it's pretty delicious, but pretty good, not bad. This is something that I would try as an alternative at a party to say, let's have a champagne or a Prosecco, because everybody's popular with this Prosecco right now. But I would bring this in to say, hey, what do you think about that? Because a lot of ladies, I'm still running into, I like me a Muscat. I like me a Muscat. A Muscat Aussie Spumante. So that Muscat is usually that, because it's kind of sweet on there. So that Aussie Spumante going to have a lot more sweetness when it comes to that. But this is pretty good. This is something highly recommended. You don't have to have the sparkling. You can get a Dr. L just plain Riesling as well. It's from the Mosel region, the Mosel, M-O-S-E-L, and they has a lot of great Rieslings from that area. So if you get an opportunity, notice this, if you can tell, it's a little the greenish bottle. If you go south of Germany, the bottle turns a little browner, but really, really good. I like this one. This is a return. I like to try a fresh one, probably like a 17, and see what that tastes like. It's probably a little more fruitier, a little more sweeter, as they say, because this is that old, it kind of dissipates down, but the effervescence and sparkle is still in there. So pretty, pretty good. I really feel good about that. But anywho, Happy New Year's. Here's your sparkling wine for the year. If you want to celebrate it again, hey, have this with your Valentine's or pour it out during an anniversary. But the Dr. L. Riesling sparkling wine from Germany, the Mosel area, from the Lucen brothers. I hope you enjoyed it. And see us on urbanwinelife.com or any of your podcast downloads every Friday. So we'll see you next week and have a great and happy new year.